Before we start today's show, you guys should know we do an exclusive episode just for subscribers of the Gas Digital Network. That's right, our Friday episode is exclusively for subscribers, so not only do you get over 1,000 episodes that are ad-free, uncensored, and not available anywhere else in the world, but you also get a bonus episode of the Real Ass Podcast every single week.
If you want to try out the network, use the promo code RAP, R-A-P, today. Get a 7-day free trial. If you like it, keep it and get access to the archives, uncensored episodes, ad-free, and again, that bonus episode once a week.
Plus extra member benefits like access to the Racist Live Chat and discounts on tickets to live events. The brand new Gas Digital Network. So go to gasdigital.com or download the apps for both Apple and Android.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy Louis J. Gomez.
We're Rhino Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Ayo, God, this is crazy.
Shannon, it's Edible Monday. We got any edibles in the booth?
Yes, we do. Coming right in.
We got some edibles too. My kidney is edible. Can't speak. My mouth still has bacon, egg, and cheese in it. What you snacking on? Bacon, egg, and cheese. What do you do? Bacon, egg, and cheese, salt, pepper, ketchup? Obviously, right?
That's what I do.
You gotta do salt, pepper, ketchup.
Hot sauce.
Hot sauce.
I do. That's acceptable. Ketchup and hot sauce.
That's acceptable. These are all acceptable. I am the Puerto Rican rattlesnake. I'm the king of things. He is the international superstar, Zach D'Amico.
Hey, that's me. Happy Monday.
What up, doggy?
How you doing, man?
What's up, baby boy?
Feeling good.
I'm feeling great, dude. Fucking having a great, great weekend. Great weekend in Tampa. Shout out to Sidesplitters Tampa. Just one of the fucking best clubs out there. Truly. The audiences in Tampa are just like, they want to laugh. Life must suck in Tampa. It must be awful because these people are so ready for a fucking good time. Thank you very much. How much are these?
100. It's really good though. This is the BK Broiler one.
Yeah, that
I got from what is the place at Nyack or Nanuet?
Whatever it's called.
It's the best. That guy Kenny from whatever. Oh. God damn it. But either way, yeah, half rosin, half resin. I thought they were the same. Very good.
Love Isn't them. The BK Broiler a hamburger?
Yeah. Yeah, it was. Yeah, or like a grilled chicken something. Mm. Yeah.
Sorry guys. I'm chewing on a microphone. People hate it. People hate when you chew on a microphone.
Did you drive in Tampa? Because it's one of the most terrifying experiences you could have.
No. Didn't drive. Did Ubers all around. We stayed so far from the comedy club. Brought my fucking girlfriend. We stayed in JW Marriott downtown. Beautiful hotel. And but I didn't realize. I just booked it. I was like, let me get something in Tampa that's nice. 30-minute drive from the fucking comedy club.
Yeah.
Goddamn
yeah.
Nightmare.
I don't know where that club is in vicinity of anything.
It's not in Tampa. I think it's in another state. It's not even in Florida. It's fucking crazy. It's not anywhere near anything, but it is a truly great club. Great fucking BT audiences.
Rules.
BT's the fucking man. So shout out to Sidesplitters Tampa. We do have a great show planned today. I don't know where Jeff Dye's at right now. He where's my... Did he buzz? He buzzed. All right, there we go. Jeff Dye running a little bit late. We do have Mike Cannon here, though. Very excited to have Mike Cannon back on the show.
Slightly less handsome.
From the Christy Chaos podcast.
Mm-hmm.
You're on a podcast that's named after another...
That's right.
...man.
That's right.
Wow.
What am I going to do?
Wow, folks.
What are you... Podcasting Andy Richter. What do you want me to do?
Don't you feel emasculated being another man's sidekick?
No, don't be an asshole, Zach, because guess what I did? Guess what the fuck I did? It was called Louis J. Gomez's Real Ass Podcast, and what did I do, Zach?
Took your name off of it.
No, I didn't. I put both of our names on it. Louis J. Gomez and Zach D'Amico's Real Ass Podcast. And I gave you 50% of the revenue share.
Yeah.
Is Chrissy giving you 50% of the revenue from the podcast?
No, he built this goddamn thing. He's paying me more than he should.
Still more than you should. Yeah. But Chrissy's rich. He should be.
He sure is.
He should be fucking throwing it down, dude.
People don't realize. He's also producing my special.
People talk shit about...
What a gift.
He's a fucking man, dude. People talk shit about me. They're like, oh, dude, fucking Louis has changed. Big J's changed. These guys have money now, dude. All they can talk about is their money. Dougie, we are poor compared to all of your favorite fucking comedians. Your favorite cocksucking comedians are driving Lamborghinis and fucking Bugattis. I'm driving a goddamn Audi A6 that I still have another $16,000 on the fucking loan on. Motherfuckers. Don't fucking tell me that I can't be happy that I'm not fucking dead ass broke anymore when I'm still broke compared to your fucking favorite comics.
I drive a Mazda CX-9. It's very nice, but my sister gave it to me for free.
You don't have to tell people that.
Damn.
Incredible show plan today. Jeff Tye on
the
show.
What up, gang? I've been wandering your building for like 10 minutes.
What's going on with you, Jeff Tye? I just saw you outside. You're like, I need to get a latte. I was like, we have fucking office slaves that will run out there for you.
Yeah, I drink real bitch-ass coffee. I like a fancy sugary.
What do you get?
I get a double espresso, but then I chase it with a hot chocolate.
Nice. Really?
Yeah.
Every day is Christmas.
You know, you have whiskey, and then you chase it with a beer. I do that with coffee.
Runaway Slav in the Race live chat says, Lewis, quote unquote, we are poor while I take 4 international vacations. Yes, I spend all of my money on international vacations.
Right.
I believe the term is Lewis rich.
Yes.
Lewis's dad rich.
Yeah, doggy. I'm sorry that I decided to spend every dime that I have on creating memories with my boy. Sorry, that's what I do. Yeah. Okay, I have nothing to show for. I bet Jeff Dye's fucking savings account is fucking through the roof, dude.
Yeah, I got a lot of money.
Yeah, white guys know how to fucking save their goddamn money.
It's also childless white guys. That's He's doing true. It right.
Yeah, that's all it is.
There's no overhead.
Yeah, no girlfriend, no wife, no kids.
No nothing. No
rich.
Pets. Do you have any pets?
No pets.
Dude, damn.
Had some pets. I wasn't responsible enough. I had to get rid of the pets.
What was the pet?
Dogs. I've had a lot of dogs.
You had a lot of dogs and you got rid of them.
I've had 3 dogs. They're all still alive.
People get mad when you get rid of a dog. People are like, why didn't you think about it to begin with before you got the dog, made it fall in love with you, and then gave it away? Let me tell you something about dogs. They're the stupidest fucking creatures. People say dogs are smart. They're not smart. If you literally hand your dog to another person that feeds it for 2 days, your dog will never think about you again.
Yeah.
There's no loyalty.
Well, that's not true. Have you seen those people come back from a tour in Iraq? Their dog seems to remember
them. Those are
them
dog
after a
actors.
Those are their crisis actors.
Yeah, crisis actors.
Yeah.
I don't buy any of it. I watched a reel yesterday where it was like, and I'm such a skeptic, right? I'm watching a reel and they got a camera on a doggy door.
Okay.
Right. And then a dog comes through the door and then a baby deer comes through the doggy door. And they're like, whoa, look what just happened. And I'm like, why would you have the camera trained on the door, cocksucker?
Cool.
And then I start fucking unraveling it, dude. Oh, it made me furious. And then another deer expert in the fucking comments was like, deer don't act that way. They're not following your dog into a doggy door. This was a domesticated deer. They're trying to fucking play you. And then,
but that bothers you.
It bothered
but
me.
Doesn't the idea that they domesticated it in the first place, doesn't that tug? I'm all about Hopecore, bro. I am hashtag Hopecore
these days. What does that mean?
It's just constant uplifting videos that make you cry. Dad's coming home.
Unless you find out they're fake.
Yeah, but I don't even care. I need, if it's fake, it's fine.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that as long as it makes me feel.
I get mad when they're fake.
I saw one on the internet. And people are saying it's fake. I don't believe it's fake. It was, did I show it, Shannon? The black guy that was trying to break up the 2 teenagers fighting?
No, but you posted
I posted about it.
You mean Cam Newton?
There was 2 teenagers like about to fight. They were like fucking doing this shit, right?
What are you guys doing?
And then some old black guy is like, yo, come on, man. What are we doing here? We got to be better than this. Then he starts talking to the community.
Yeah, he goes, why are you filming? What, this is your friend over here.
That one fucking
They're laughing at you.
Yeah, it's like, yo, they're not your boys. But here's the thing.
Is that what inspired your Pantera behavior?
Yeah, kind of.
You see that? You're like, all right, I'm going to be the good in the world.
I saw that and I was like, all right, even if it's fake, it's a great message. But I don't think it's fake.
I don't think it's fake.
Everyone would have been such a good actor in this video. Like even the kids, when they turn the camera on the other kids that are all watching the fight about to happen. Yeah. They're all kind of uncomfortable and kind of like giggling nervously. It was so good.
It's because they all know it's wrong, but they're like, oh shit.
That was exactly it.
Fight. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did he have meditation balls in his hand like Lawrence Fishburne?
No, he looked like he had fallen on rough times, too.
Yeah. He's like, listen, player, I've been here before.
You could have been me, dog. You don't want to beat me.
I served my time.
It really is true. He was like, but it was inspiring. And there's a lot of that on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of fake videos. And then there's a lot of real ones. Who I think I got today by a parody account.
I saw that.
Dude, I sunk my teeth in. Was it definitely a parody account?
It was definitely a parody account.
What was it?
Now I can't delete it because it looks like now I'm deleted because I'm afraid of the feminists that follow that parody account that don't realize it's a parody.
Now you're in an inception war.
What was it?
Yeah. I gotta hold my ground with this parody account. Pull it up, Shannon. Sorry, so even before you pull it up, Sydney Sweeney, I guess, was on Saturday Night Live this past Saturday night. It's apparently a big deal because Sydney Sweeney has great tits.
I feel like you're next in line, dude.
I don't know Sydney Sweeney.
I feel like you are dressed up as Top Gun Maverick enough where you could pull her off.
You could probably get Sydney Sweeney.
100%. All you need is access.
Yeah.
Well, what's her story? What's
her tits? Well, she has tits.
Okay.
And everyone's freaking out about it. Everyone's going like, oh my God, Sydney Sweeney's tits. Who fucking cares about tits? It's just like sure, tits are great.
Yeah.
Tits are incredible. Obviously, everyone loves tits. Tits yeah. are fucking pretty sweet. Okay? But they're just tits. And you can see Sydney Sweeney's actual tits yeah. in a bunch of shit.
Cool.
So who cares about Saturday Night Live?
So everyone's saying that on set. I'm not going to say I got no context. Those were words. I got no context.
Yeah.
So she was on SNL.
Yeah.
And her boobs were out.
She did a sketch.
And that's what everyone's talking about.
No, she had like a full frameage of her cleat. Like it was a, she's good at that. She knows what the people want and she gives the
people. She had no tits, Sydney Sweeney would be fucking.
She's a Midwest six in the face.
She would be she's so mid.
Yeah.
She got like these fucking horse teeth. Shannon is literally prettier than Sydney Sweeney. And that's not a compliment, Shannon. Let me point that out. I'm not actually I'm saying that you are mid and that should be pointed out that Sydney Sweeney is less than you.
I don't think that's true. I think she's beautiful.
No, I do too. I was kidding.
You think she's beautiful? Pull up Sydney Sweeney photos. This girl is, it's just her tits.
I would be lucky if she pissed in my mouth. Are you kidding me?
This is your thing. I mean, that's a great photo.
Those are fake. Those are fake.
But those are fake tits?
Yeah, those are AI'd. Go to Celeb Jihad. Oh, she has a ton of them up there.
Who is
that? I thought you meant fake, like she went to a plastic surgeon.
No, they're as real as they get
fake,
when it comes
like,
to that.
Fake, like that kind of fake, huh?
Well, she has the like, in the Hall of Fame HBO tits, where it was like Alexandra Daddario, True Detective Season 1, Stop the Nation, Barack Obama tweeted about him.
Did he really?
Yeah, and then Sydney.
What did Barack Obama tweet about Alexandra?
Like, my God. It's like, I fucking nuked a city in the midweek.
Yeah, they're pretty sweet. Like, her tits are sweet, but her face is, you know, it's just.
For the show Euphoria, again,
is
that's
that
AI.
Actually her naked? No.
Not the bottom half, but the top half is. So Voyeur, she does a ton of, like, sex scenes and stuff like that, and I'm only up on it because of Celeb Jihad. But she's, she knows what her strength is. She's a good actress.
Yeah, she's fine. She's hot, obviously. She's not, like, I saw her in that White Lotus show, and I just was like, okay. Like, Alexandra Daddario was so much hotter than her.
Yeah.
It also just, it's shown a light on how not attractive Sydney Sweeney is when she stands next to Alexandra Daddario. Daddario. I can't say all these words.
Daddario.
It's a lot. Both those bitches have fucking tongue twister names.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
So what the feminist account was like, can you believe this?
And the feminist account posted this. Yeah, hell yeah, dude. Sick. The feminist account posted a picture of Sydney Sweeney and some other bitch with their tits out, and it said, "The right hates this."
Mm-hmm. And then, oh, I saw that.
Yeah, yeah. But apparently, it's a parody account. It's not.
Yeah,
because
I was also like, I don't know. I'm
like, who the fuck? My point is
the
like,
right?
Everyone.
I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah, the right hates this.
I remember.
Like, tits is the one thing that everybody is on the same page about.
That makes me believe in God. That makes me a Republican.
That's like the one, you're like, all right, this is great. This is, everyone agrees. We all can come together, you know, nonpartisan issue here. Once for this year, we come together, we say, fine, she's got some great tits. And this person posted that, and apparently it's a parody account. Apparently it's not real. It's just a person that is, you know, trolling for comments. And
my favorite part about that is that you chose to battle her by, you know, would you zoom in on
her?
So
I zoomed in on her flat chest, and I was like, no, the right hates this.
I stand by that. Funny?
Unreal. Very funny response. The best part is that's some poor woman who's even involved in this.
It's just some chick.
Who collateral damage.
Who's got her caught astray.
Seems unfair to her.
That's, dude, every time Crack Amico shits on a comic, at least one of the comments is like, yeah, but you're like 500 pounds and you're not that funny.
And they always
think it's me. And I catch a stray every time he shits on somebody.
Yeah. That is the worst.
Yeah, so I tweeted that, and then I went back and forth. Then she quote tweeted me. She was like, yeah, real nice to zoom in on my nipples. And then all these actual feminists are being like, yeah, you fucking rapist creep. And now I'm zooming in on their nipples, and then it's a whole, never ending now.
Yeah.
I fucked up. This might end my time in Teehee's Comedy Club in Des Moines, Iowa this weekend. Let's do our plugs. Where are you plugging on?
I got nothing, man. I don't know. JeffDye.com.
You're on tour, right?
Yeah, I'm always somewhere.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Want an edible?
No, thanks. Start good.
I am also on tour. I'm filming a special April 6th in Stamford, Connecticut at New York Comedy Club. Two shows, mostly sold out, produced by Chris DiStefano. Just handed me the reins. Thank you very much to him. And Chrissy Chaos. Yeah, all dates also at MikeCannonComedy.com. I'm in Baltimore this weekend. Then I'm at Comics leading up to the special.
Love it. Zach Amico.
At Zach is not funny on Instagram. Got some local dates coming up, and then I'll be on the road with Lewis.
Yeah, this weekend, Des Moines, Iowa, for the first time ever. I'm very excited, guys. Tampa showed the fuck up. Des Moines, show up. This better be fucking good. I've never performed here before. Let's fucking blow it out of the water. I don't even know where it's at in the world.
Oh, that was a real club.
Tees?
Yeah, Tees.
Des Moines, Iowa. Yeah, it's new. It's good.
Yeah, yeah, it's great. Good. I love it. I'm excited to be there. Then March 14th through 16th, Providence, Rhode Island with Scott Chaplin. I'm really pumped about these shows as well. My first time going back in about 2 years to Providence. Then March 22nd, I'm at the Vogel in Red Bank, New Jersey. Zach Amico on that show. Potsdam, PA, March 23rd. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, March 28th through 30th with Zach Amico. Tim Butterly's on a couple of those shows as well. Then I got St. Louis coming up, San Diego, Denver. We just signed the deal for Tacoma and the other one in Washington.
Sweet.
Toronto's on the books now. We got a lot of stuff coming up. All these new dates are being added to my website. Go to lewisofskanks.com. Subscribe to the New Gas Digital. If you love the show, get the premium version of this show, uncensored and ad-free. And also the archives, over 1,000 episodes that are not available anywhere else in the world. GasDigital.com, plus a bonus episode every Friday, just for subscribers, exclusive for subscribers. The New Gas Digital. You get access to the Racist Live Chat as well, which is always a lot of fun. All right, let's take a quick moment and thank one of our brand new sponsors, which is Capsulite. I'm loaded up on Capsulite right now because we're going on our Gas Digital ski trip this week, and I know everyone's going to be drinking and partying the entire week. If you're coming to Skankfest or if you're coming to see any of these comics on the road, you're probably going to be partying a little bit as well. Well, guess what? Capsulite is going to prevent that awful feeling from the day after drinking. This is a great way to prevent hangovers. You take it before and during your drinking session, and it is truly the most potent product on the market.
Yep. And the toxic byproduct of alcohol is the cause and symptoms of your hangover, not dehydration. And this is a portable packet you can take with you to the bar, to the club, pack it on a trip. Wherever you're going, you're going to want to have it.
Yeah, it's doctor formulated and it supports your liver. It really is great. I'll tell you right now, if you guys want to avoid that awful feeling, if you want to try out Capsulite, and you should, go to Capsulite.com, that's Capsulite.com, and use the promo code GAS when you check out. You're going to save 30% off your entire order today. Once again, that is promo code GAS for 30% off at Capsulite.com. All right, where were we? Let's see. Nothing that racist right now, guys. Good job. Good job being better. Good job. Just better people. Posting a lot of nudes of Alexandra Daddario in the chat. Yeah. That bitch is fucking toy.
She's unreal.
She's toy.
She's crazy.
Yeah. I wish I knew these actresses.
You don't know who
names.
This is? Alexandra Daddario?
I don't know.
You've probably dated them without knowing.
I doubt it.
Like, just cool. Not.
I know their name.
Their
I think
level.
If I dated them. Was it Daddario?
Alexandra, yeah, pull it up. Alexandra Daddario. We got a screen.
Dude, I remember the first time I met Jeff. I did his show, Money from Strangers. Do you remember? I doubt you. I'm not even going to say the name. But I was just talking, you know, about like somebody I was into, some like new Hollywood person that like just bust out on the scene. And he's like, "Oh yeah, I'm that's my girlfriend.
That's currently the girl that I'm dating."
Dating
who was it? Say who was
at the time. I don't remember the name.
Yeah, me neither.
You see like famous chicks.
No, not necessarily.
She was just like a more of a scene person, but just like drop dead beautiful.
I think when I was on Money from Strangers, I was dating Sarah Underwood.
I think that may have been it. Yeah.
She was a playmate.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah.
She tried to act. She tried to act.
What are you going to do?
Well, I mean, yeah, I don't know. It's a weird subject, but we could talk about it.
No, it's not a weird subject.
I just think like kind of what you were starting to say a second ago. Because like, if these women, if they were in your regular life, you'd probably not appreciate them much. But then everyone goes crazy and they're like, she's on SNL, she's an actress. And you're like, I don't know.
Yeah, no, I think as a real chick, Sydney Sweeney probably in front of you is the most gorgeous angel you've ever laid your eyes. Like right in front of you, it would be uncomfortably how hot she is, right? Because that's what we had Lisa Ann on the network. Like Lisa Ann, I won't even jerk off to her porn.
Same.
But Lisa Ann in person was like strikingly beautiful. Like she smelled great.
And really good at broadcasting.
Really, she was super funny. Yeah. She was cool. She was a great chick. But like in porn, I just didn't, like I've literally not once, I tried to jerk off to her afterwards. I was like, well, now I know her. I can get one out. I couldn't even come. she couldn't even keep my dick hard in the
I guess
I put my virtual reality on. Even in virtual reality, I was like, Lisa Ann, put your clothes on. What are you doing?
That's hilarious. I think, no, I just see it in reverse, actually. It's like, there's beautiful women like all over the place. And we just see him as like, oh, this chick just works at Starbucks. Yeah. Well, like we shouldn't, but that's how people see her.
That's it. That's like the good... That's the good advice underneath all the whatever, like the Tate stuff, where it's true. There is good. There
There's
is just
all
like
sorts of beautiful women.
Hot women are everywhere. You do not have to pine and simp and be whatever. It's like if you do actually just focusing on bettering yourself and hard work and all that shit,
what
it's
else?
Like
she
all that other
need
shit
to be on SNL.
Happen.
Like it's like they're just also women.
Like, yeah, of course. Like,
there's
yeah.
beautiful women all over the place.
Most people, though, and this is the truth, right? You guys are, you know, for all intents and purposes, handsome guys, confident, funny, have good careers. You know what I'm saying? You and you're married, so it's mm-hmm. it's a little different. But you guys would approach a woman,
right?
You have a superpower. You get off stage, there's bitches there, right? Every time. Every yeah. fucking time, there's some fucking gal at the end of the show that's like waiting around. And it's not that she's down to fuck you, but there's a path every time. At the end of every show, there's five to ten chicks in the crowd where there is a path because you just sort of have that. You got off stage. All of the other bullshit, you break through right away and you're fucking right there. Whereas I think most people don't have that, right? So most people and most guys, I think they go onto an app like Bumble or Tinder and they don't have any success. They're not matching with attractive chicks. I think that, you know, it's an awkward conversation to have. And then you even take it a little bit further. Most people don't have the balls to just approach people in real life. And this is what I try to teach my son. Like my son, you know, he's just not like a kid who's like in a phone or on a pad all day long. And I was like, I really teach him to like, fucking dude, I was like, talk to people, make eye contact,
yeah.
people, shake people's hands, being willing to introduce yourself. We moved into a new neighborhood. I was like, go out there. You see those kids playing? Go introduce yourself. And at first it's like an awkward moment, but then he's like, all right, great. I'll do it. And then he goes over, he's like, hey, that's I'm James. Advice. And then they're playing and breaking through that. You know, in those formative years when every other kid is just sitting in their fucking cell phone, I think is going to give you a lot of advantages in the future, especially getting pushed.
Yeah, well, that especially as the world evolves and continues to go towards tech, it's like that is a superpower. Being able to like almost make eye contact to the point of them being submissive.
Yeah.
Where it's like, no, I'm actually going to force you to be a human in this moment.
Also, neuro-regularity.
Also, that's great advice, by the way, for your kid. I think that's awesome. Also, who cares that these guys can't go talk to chicks and they don't like, I
well, I think that's why simping culture is so popular because now it's before when we were kids, we would jerk off to the TV.
Okay.
And there was such a discount. It was truly like mechanical. It was just like fucking like, I would flip through the channels and jerk off to any chick that was on the screen. That was the game I would play. And if she was ugly, I'd be like, well, I got to do it. I gave her a good minute, even if she was ugly. Right. And then I would find the one that I would finally come to. That was like a game that I would play.
I love that cable was your tabs open.
Dude, it was like, it's like rubbing your tummy or patting your head and rubbing your tummy at the same time, trying to switch the channels and fucking beat your dick. But like,
I don't feel bad for these guys. Like, can you believe they don't have all these chicks trying to fuck them? Who cares? Talk to one, figure that out. And then maybe marry that one or date that one. Like, it's the same idea that young people have. Like, young people are like, can you believe I'm not rich? Can you believe I'm not fit? Why would you be rich?
Yeah.
Why? Everyone thinks that they have the right to be like
that a just
famous
guaranteed.
Person. Everyone should be following them and everyone should be giving them money. Fuck off. Like the world is really hard. Yeah. Same with dudes.
It's also,
you're not going to get a ton of chicks.
It's
sorry.
Very, it's not even for most people. It's not easy to get famous or make money doing something that you're passionate about.
Right.
I don't know anybody who had a truly easy path except for Pete Davidson. And he had to give up his father
to
9/11.
I would have easily done that.
I would have, I mean, my dad was stabbed. My dad was
that was
stabbed.
The trade again.
I would have organized the attacks.
Yeah. You're fucking
Lewis knelt at the wrong altar.
Don't you have Pete Davidson's career, I would have personally given my mother the heroin that killed her, and I would have personally stabbed my dad to death. That would have been the trade-off. I'm dead ass.
You would have Andy dicked your own mother?
Yeah, 100%.
Damn.
But very few people have an easy path. But I'm just saying, like, I think simp culture exists because
his mom got plenty of Andy Dick.
Because now you're right there. Like OnlyFans, social media even. Like you can fucking tweet at Sydney Sweeney.
Yeah.
And there's a chance she might respond.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Maybe.
That's a crazy thing. And I think people that's exciting for most people that are sitting at home and they'll never fucking leave their house and go try to talk to a chick. I think a lot of people don't get laid that often.
I think that's definitely true. Yeah.
We were reading something recently where it was like the average guy has had, I think, 7 sexual partners.
That's good.
That's crazy.
7's fine.
That's crazy. How many women have you been with, Jeff? You can tell us.
No,
that's okay.
Yeah.
You don't even know. You lost, what did you ever keep track?
No. Well, in the beginning, I was a virgin until I was like 21.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Church kid, late bloomer.
Just an unkinked hose firing out.
Well,
dude.
And then like everything else in my life.
What's the scene where the girl hits the ceiling with the
scary movie? Scary movie. Yeah.
But it is also like everything else in my life. Once I did that, I was like, oh, I'm going to do this as often as possible.
Yeah, dude.
I never had like drugs and I was like, what? And then I had alcohol. I'm going to be Cal Ripken of alcohol just every day. You know?
Sex was the thing that was like your vice.
No, everything.
Everything
the
was
second
your vice.
I do a thing I like.
Oh, any of these things.
Yeah, just anything I like.
Yeah.
I gamble. I'm like, oh, I'm going to gamble all the time.
Yeah, every day.
First time I gambled, I went to Las Vegas to go watch Chuck Liddell versus Quentin Rampage Jackson. This is UFC 71.
Nice.
However long ago that was.
I like Rampage.
Yeah, Rampage is the man. So I went there, and I remember my first night. I mean, I brought maybe $500 with me. That was my, anytime I would go somewhere when I was younger, I'd have $500. Mm-hmm. That's it. I'd figure out a way to get to $500. Like, I'm in the money.
Yeah.
Let's go. And I remember the first night I played blackjack, I won like $200. And I was like, dude, I'm moving. I'm moving to Vegas. Right? This is
free
it.
Free money.
I was like, I beat the system. I figured it out.
Yeah.
And then sure enough, by the next night, I lost everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
Well, that's a volatile game, especially if you don't know what you're doing.
No, I don't think you can. I mean, there's no knowing what you're doing. Vegas wins.
Yes, there is. I was sitting, you know, Aruba Ray from the cell. So he's a professional gambler on top of being a comedian.
Aruba Ray from,
what's that place?
That guy from? Fuck. Good.
So I went to the casino in Aruba with him. And watched him and Don Gavin play blackjack, and they play in such large sums that like eventually the money, the statistics and all that stuff evens out. Like if you have a ton of money, dude, I watched him build. No,
no.
What do you mean? You don't know anything. You don't know a single thing about this, and you're just shaking your head. You don't know math.
Wait, what games are you talking about?
He was playing blackjack. Doesn't have the advantage, but you can slim the house advantage to such a level where you can figure it out. Does MIT not exist? Have you not heard of Counting Cards?
I read the book Bringing Down the House, which is about It's about the MIT card counting team. They made a movie called 21 based off
that movie.
No,
sucked.
And I
with
read
Mark
it.
Wahlberg.
It was with the guy who got canceled for raping boys.
Too many to remember.
The one who the House of Cards guy. House of Cards guy.
Kevin Spacey.
Oh, Kevin Spacey. Yeah, Kevin Spacey played the instructor. At 20, so I read this when I went to Vegas. I read it on the fucking flight, which is the only people.
So
he also stopped hitting on 17.
Doggy, I read it, and this is the only time they sell this book is people that are heading to Vegas that think they're going to beat the house.
Yes,
and it was actually a really cool book, right? And they actually specifically went through how they counted cards in a very intricate, detailed way. And Aruba Ray and his friend weren't doing it.
Okay.
These are the high. I know they had a good night, and they told you that they knew what they were doing.
Don was not doing it because he was 46 drinks deep.
Yeah.
Ray is actually like a math genius and does work on that level. I don't work on this level. I played cards. I know basic statistics. I
You're
played poker.
Very defensive and angry right now, dude.
I'm getting pissed. I love fucking gambling. And also, Stu Unger, there's a thing called autism where it's like this stuff exists for certain people. And if you play high limit enough, then you can kind of work the system.
So the reason I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to break it down for you right now. Number one, they started implementing automatic shuffling. Okay. So you can't just count the cards anymore. It's automatically shuffled at most casinos.
But
maybe
it's
not in Aruba.
Decks.
Maybe
they have six decks.
I know, but it's automatically shuffled as they put them back in there. Now, you can go to smaller casinos and they won't shuffle. Mm-hmm. The way that they did it in Bringing Down the House, they had a team, 4 to 5 members that were all fucking math geniuses, an entire team that they had to do. And the way that they did it was they would have one person come in and they'd pretend to be drunk and they would place dummy bets, right? Now, the whole time what they're doing is they're keeping track of what low cards and high cards are coming out. This person's just sitting there like this, keeping track, pretending to not be counting. What happens is once the deck hits to it's a hot deck where there's a ton of high cards left in the deck, they signal another person to come in to start coming in and betting huge because at that point, you're right, when there's more high cards in the deck, the dealer is more likely to fucking bust. Right,
but you can also do that by yourself by mitigating your own risk.
Everyone thinks they can do it. This is what Vegas exists on.
Then why is he playing for years and being a winning player?
I promise you, Aruba Ray has not, if you looked at his actual stats, he's broken even at best.
Okay.
Throughout the years of him playing. Let's get him fucking in.
I would love to hear
it. I'm telling you right now, Aruba Ray is not a card counting fucking genius. I'll say it to his goddamn fucking face.
All right. Well, I was standing behind him and I was very impressed.
What's it called? Blackjack, the percentages don't lie. Like, it's designed, it happens to be the one game where the odds are a little bit more in your favor than all the other games in the casino, but they're still massively in the casino's favor.
Yeah, I don't play. I only play poker.
I'm terrible at math, so they'll be like 10, 8. I'm like, hit me. They're like, you sure? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hit me again.
7. They're like, yeah, bust. I go, hit me. And they go, no, it's over now. I'm terrible at it. I play the roulette one, the ball.
You roulette, just easy peasy. One number you got to remember.
Chance, dude.
Out of your control.
Just all fun. Chance. Yeah. I can't blame me.
That one's actually the worst odds in the casino.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, because of the zero and double zero, it throws it off. So where it's no longer a 50-50 black or white. The zero, double zero, it ends up making the odds like.
So what is it? Is it just the fun of literally just putting chips on different
numbers? It's just
like
the thrill. You need to go into it saying, I'm going to lose this money. And it, I like a fucking weird old boomer
it's
hack.
All hope.
I play slots. Dude, I'll just sit there in the casino. I'll be killing time. I'll put a $100 bill in the slot. And I'm like, and there's. And
it's
I remember
fun.
My I was with Rebecca and Christine in Vegas, and they were like they probably manipulate the machine so you can't actually win. And I was like, number one, Vegas has very strict regulations on their machines, so they come in and get checked. If they get caught doing that, they lose their gambling license.
Sure.
They're not doing that, and it's also Vegas wins. They're literally making fucking $100 million a day. They don't need to cheat in order to make people be addicted to gambling, lose their life savings.
Yeah.
Okay, let's take a quick moment and thank King Palm for supporting today's show. King Palm is an all-natural smoking wrap made from a palm leaf. This is not tobacco, which is not a great thing to be putting into your body. And if you guys want to roll a blunt, this is the best way to do it because they have so many different sizes, so many different flavors, and they make rolling a blunt that much easier because they have the pre-rolled tubes. You can stuff your legal herb right into it, and it takes 2 minutes. You have the tightest, most perfectly rolled blunt on the planet.
And not only do they have those, they have cones the size of cigars, they have wraps, and my favorite, the little flavor capsules. They have a little joint you can have with a red velvet cake flavor.
Ooh.
Huge fan, Lou. This is what I smoke at home.
They have them at 7-Eleven, so if you're at 7-Eleven, just pick them up, or just have them delivered to your door for a discount. All you got to do is go to kingpalm.com, use the promo code REALASS, that is one word, REALASS. You're going to save 20% off your order. Once again, that's kingpalm.com, promo code REALASS for 20% off. All right, where were we?
I'll tell you a crazy thing that happened. I was in Vegas yesterday. This happened a week and a half ago. Then we got this guy, his name's Jimmy, he works at the LA Comedy Club, and he's like, yo, go, here's how you do it. And he might have just been drunk, but he was like, here's how you do slots. Like, he was like, one of these guys.
As soon as I hear that, I'm going like, okay, here's how we do slots.
It was so funny. But
nobody has the answer. They would,
right.
If you had the answer, Aruba Ray wouldn't be Aruba Ray. He'd be Las Vegas Ray.
He owns the island of Aruba.
He would not be doing shitty comedy shows at a fucking resort.
Right. Have you done it?
No, I haven't.
It's a great show.
I wish that he would fucking invite me. That's why I'm shitting on his fucking skills right now, cocksucker. How would you invite me to Aruba? And then I'll fucking believe you a little bit. But
then I wouldn't have to fork out that much money on Jamaica.
If anybody had the answer... They would. The reason you don't know anybody who's a rich gambler is because they don't exist. There's a handful of people who do it in poker who are like professional poker players. But even the people who are good at poker, like Harrington, we play. He's one of our producers here. We play poker with the team very often, right? Like the whole crew. Harrington wipes the floor with us every time, literally every time.
Yeah.
And he's good. He's really good at poker. And I was like, why don't you play poker more? He's like, oh, people that know how to play poker will destroy me. Harrington at one point lived in our courtyard. If he was that good at poker, if he could figure it out,
Well, I mean, here's the thing is you could actually send Harrington out onto the streets in underground Manhattan games because I played in those in college. And you could bankroll him and then require 50% of the thing, but also consider it spent money. And then you could see if he could make money.
I'm going to call Harrington right now and see if we can do this.
50%.
Call Harrington.
That's what people do. World Series of Poker, people buy in for people, and they're like, I'll take 50% of your winnings. It's spent money for me, so you don't have to pay me back. I'm just basically investing in you as a player. People have done that to me in smaller tournaments. Like,
you should do that.
Are you good at poker?
I was,
I lost.
I did. I pissed away their
money. That's what I would just tell them.
I lost.
Yep.
Be like, what are you going to walk around, babysit me at night, see if I want which tables I want and which? I don't think the accounting system is great. But this Jimmy guy, he's going, hey, this is how the slot machines work, blah, blah, blah. We just liked his vibe. His vibe was high. We liked that, so it was cool. So he goes to this one machine, and he goes, dude, I just won like $800. And we're like, no way. Like, we think that this is... Something must be wrong with the machine. Because this guy is, he doesn't know slots.
He's got no teeth.
He takes it out. He goes, I'm going to cash this in right now. But we didn't hear the boo-boo-boo, and we didn't hear the money go up. Yeah. So we suspect something is just wrong with the machine. I walk up. I put in my voucher for Excalibur. It's like $19. I put it in. The machine goes, makes the noise to say that you put money in it. And before I could hit it, it shows that my balance is $159.
What?
So the machine was just broke.
Wow.
It just added. Wow. And I didn't even touch a button. I just hit cash out.
Did you try
and
to do it again?
And the thing came out, and it was, we tried it like 30 times.
And it kept working?
No, it only worked for Jimmy and me once.
Oh my God, I would have. Dude, my
it was only 100.
I know. Let's go right now. What are we doing here?
Also,
end it, Jen. End the fucking podcast. That's crazy, dude.
Well, another part that was crazy, too, is that like, we were way too loud about it. We're terrible criminals. Yeah. Because we were like, it's broke. Everybody's broke. And then one smart person was just like, shut the fuck up, man. Like, they're going to come around. Yeah. But yeah, I got 150 something bucks.
On. We used to do this thing. This is back in the day. There was. You're my age about.
Yeah, 38.
So it was, this thing went around, it was like, I want to say like when the internet like first came, like genuinely like first iteration of the internet,
mm-hmm.
My buddy James Ciccone, I've mentioned this guy a lot on the show. This guy, he lives in Florida now, and we've gotten into a lot of trouble throughout the years. He's the guy that we almost burnt down the pizzeria with, and like, you know.
Does he love that you keep bringing him up?
He's fine. He, you know, I'm sure.
Except when he brings up the crimes,
by full name.
No. He's. I mean, look. I think he's had some other problems. Yeah. I think that's the least of his concerns. But he's a good guy. I always loved the guy. Great guy. I'm proud of you. It's James Ciccone. You fucking rule, dude. Wait. What the fuck did I just bring that up for? Fuck. I got distracted. Damn it. What were we talking about?
Damn. Something came out in the
internet. Oh yeah, yeah. Internet. Got it. All right. So he printed this thing out. And it was just instructions on how to do everything from like make a pipe bomb.
The Anarchist Cookbook.
Was it the Anarchist Cookbook? Yeah. Was that what this is? Was it on the like super early internet, 96, 95?
Yeah.
So he printed a bunch of the shit. And one of the things in it was like, they taught you how to make a bomb out of a tennis ball. And they were like, you cut the tips off of matches, like thousands of them, right? Like all, and then you take the strips, the flint strips off the matches too. And you put it inside of a tennis ball. You cut it open and then you tape back up and you fucking throw it. And the... crazy.
No kidding.
I remember that one was one that we actually did. It didn't really work that well, just burnt.
Yeah.
But it was fucking cool.
That's kind of cool.
The idea was fucking cool.
You probably did it wrong.
Yeah, we probably did do it wrong. Dude. A little bit of something else
we
in there.
Try this.
Good cheap effect for a movie.
Yeah. So there was that one. And then one of the things, and this fucking worked because I did it in, I was down the shore with my buddy Dave Green, his older sister. And they said, if you take salt water, like really, really salty water, and if you were to shoot it into the coin slot of a vending machine, like an old school, not computerized, the old school ones that were coin operated, and you just push the and the can would fall down. Mm-hmm. But not the newer ones that accept dollars or anything that's like computerized. This is specifically the old mechanical ones.
All right.
Whatever it was, the salt water would trigger something and it would just start shooting money out of it. Dude, and fucking, this worked. Even at that time, it was hard to find the ones that weren't computerized because I was maybe in ninth grade or something like that, 10th grade.
Also, you were in North Rockland, so you were making your own salt water?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you didn't have to go to the ocean.
Dude. I know.
You just pour salt in a fucking thing. But we ended up doing it down the shore as well. But we didn't use salt water from the ocean. We just made our own, like, with salt packets from McDonald's or whatever. We made our own salt water. And you would get like 30, 40 bucks in change. Yeah. Like, all the change that was in it would just fall out of it.
I love that.
Shannon, is there a video of somebody doing that?
A lot of the machines also have like pre-done passwords.
Mm-hmm.
So that same Anarchist Cookbook had all the different codes on how to like reset the prices to everything. Wow. So if it was that just had the buttons, it would be like a uniform thing where it was like if you press the fifth one, the third one, the first one, the fourth one, the second one, it would open up the diagnostics.
Wow. I love this. I love that this is the anarchy.
Yeah.
I mean, there are
$30. There was also like pipe bombs, homemade guns, how to make guns and
there's
shit.
Like, cool shit. So this one used to work. I don't know if it would anymore. I guess New York City would be a good place to test it. But if you hold the close button and the open button and then just hit your floor, it'll go straight there. Instead, like, so you could have 40 people trying to hit buttons for the elevator, but you can skip right to yours.
No way.
It's a whole firefighter thing.
Dude.
Not really an anarchy thing, but firefighters need to be able to get to the floor.
Anarchy. Yeah. What are you talking about? Out, dude.
Skipping the
that is inconsiderate anarchy.
I mean,
it's like teenage.
You have
anarchy.
No idea how much I will do. I will do that with such joy.
Yeah.
With such joy, I will fucking do that for the rest
all
of my
these
life.
Tourists checking into their hotel. You're like, we're going to mine first.
It's so obnoxious, but it fucking rules.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Oh, I love that. Please tell me more, Jeff.
That's
oh,
the, only
the best
one
thing
I know.
I've heard.
That's the only one
best thing I've heard in a very, very long time.
That's a good one.
Solid life scam.
We had
a
kids in school too. Do this one thing. It's probably around the same timeline. I'm a little older than you guys, but the there's like a list of words you can't say, like on the phone, like terrorist words, I guess. And they were, and this might be total bullshit. This is just what my friends at school claim. Is they're like, we just got the list of words and we just said it into the phone. We said every single word. And then we got a call back from a block number that was like, knock it off.
Yeah.
Basically just like, hey, stop.
You chill. Like,
we're doing all the names, doing all the words.
What are you doing?
We're supposed to take any one of these serious. Yeah. And now the fact that you're doing all of them. Just,
we get
please,
it.
Please
you
quit.
Got the list. Yeah. Stop fucking around. Yeah. We actually have to monitor these words right now. But all of the, everything, like all of our phone calls, all that, like at this point, right, the technology exists where they're pulling it all, right? So like the Alexas and everything.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know that they can organize the data yet, but I'm assuming that just like they're going to unfreeze like frozen heads in the future, they're going to come up with the technology down the line where everything that we've ever said,
it's AI. Like AI is now translating all of these books that have never been translated before.
Oh, really?
Because they've taught them how to do it. So it's like it's the same thing where this is gonna.
Well, people are saying that
doesn't scare me. Like everyone's so scared of all this stuff.
Cool.
I'm not very afraid of it.
I'm not afraid of it either because people are like, dude, you know, either. You know, it's not what you're saying on the internet. It's what you're saying at home. And I'm like, guys, I don't actually say the N-word at home. I'm not out there. Like, I'm not actually a fucking real racist in my house behind closed doors. I don't say fucked up shit to my kid or like my girl.
It's also
like,
not against the law. So if you were, who cares?
But it's not even the law. It's a court of public opinion. It's about what's going to happen is once the first case of a person, Alexa, and it being leaked, like some dude just calling their neighbor the N-word.
I think you're safe, actually. I think people are aware.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I do fuck around.
I guess somebody doesn't stub their toe ever.
I do. I do say the N-word at home. Sometimes if I stub my toe, or sometimes just to be funny, I'll say it to my girlfriend.
Yeah, to be
just
naughty.
To make her uncomfortable.
Yeah,
just
to be like, I say it to my buddies to like
then
make them all.
I'll make her say it back to me, and she's like, and she says it under her breath.
Do you know what it is about a forbidden word? When I was a kid, like, you know, to be cool, you'd have to like steal something or maybe get in a fight or those are all really
high. You'd have to be an N-word.
But those are all high risk things.
Yeah.
Or you could just say a word that no one else is saying and everyone's like, Jeff's nuts.
That's also.
It's like the risk was so low.
Right.
To get this exchange of being like a naughty kid.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Any forbidden word.
Yeah, well, it's a very strange time. My kid said something pretty fucking cool yesterday.
The N-word?
He said the N-word for the first time.
Wow. Where'd you hear it?
No, he said we were watching South Park, and he loves South Park. Loves it. He had his friends over, and he was just talking to Max and his buddy Jesse about South Park. And he goes, South Park's great. He was like, because they make fun of everybody. He's like, black people, white people, gay people, straight people, Asian. It doesn't matter. Like, they just get everybody. And he was like, and that's fair. Everybody showed. I was like, wow.
Wow, look at
like,
that.
Like, he, like, pulled that. Like, I don't fucking preach any of this horse shit to him. Like,
right,
I let him be raised as a normal kid. He's navigating 2024. But the fact that he's been able to extract that from that show and, like, that's what his takeaway is. And that, like, I think it's fucking great. He's such a big comedy fan. I like the fact that he's starting to fucking really get into... like really good shit.
That's awesome. It'll be interesting to track the liberal indoctrination throughout the years.
Yeah, of course. Well, it's happening for sure. But like, yeah, him and his friends are just kind of funny, dude. Like fucking, they do like accents. And I was like, my mom was like, this is actually racist, guys. You can't just do Asian and Indian accents. You're 11. He's 11 years old.
I think you can, actually. You can.
My son made fun of a Mexican bus boy to his face the other day. The guy goes, do you want water? And my son looked at him and goes, water? And the guy like disheartened walked away and I was like, buddy, you can't just look somebody in the eye and mock their accent.
That was
good instincts though.
Really good instincts. Good kid.
Lewis, do you still want to talk to Harrington?
Is he on the phone?
I have him on
the
hold. Yeah. Wow. Should I put him through now?
What a loser. You see, if he was good at gambling, he wouldn't be waiting on hold for me to talk to him about it. He would just go gamble.
Yeah.
Harrington.
You'd be in a constant state of gambling.
I would be. If I could just make my, if
he
I
kind
knew
of is.
The secret.
He's betting his heart will keep working.
Harrington, are you there?
He is
Harrington,
there.
I mean, I hear you chewing. What's up, buddy? Can you hear me? I feel like this is on him.
Yeah, he's there. We hear him. Harrington. I don't know. I'm
all
sorry.
Right. Shannon, come back to me when he's back.
I felt worried for him for a second.
Let's see.
Oh, but that actually, so with Harrington, that happened to Jamie Gold, the guy that won the World Series of Poker. He got backed for his thing. And then I think he won $12 million, which was a record purse at the time, and then just refused to pay the guys who bankrolled him. Yeah, he's like, fuck
yeah,
you, I'm not doing it.
That's what I was saying earlier.
And what happened, though?
I think he got sued and had to pay like more than even he won. So
what a fool.
What a total dick. Yeah.
I made a prediction on here. How long ago was it? The Crypto West? Gave me my crypto tip.
About 2 months ago, 3 months ago?
2 months ago, I gave everyone a crypto tip for my buddy Crypto Wes. Nice. I know nothing about crypto.
Right. Most people don't. In fact, people claiming they do don't.
I think my buddy does. He like he
he's named after it.
He gave up his like a room array. Trust me.
He better. Crypto Wes knows crypto. Yeah. His name call me Pussy Jeff.
Everyone calls, we call you?
Everyone calls you Pussy Jeff.
Yeah.
Pussy behind Jeff. Your back.
Yeah. He gets tons of pussy. Also, he's pussy.
He thinks it's because he gets tons of pussy.
No, no.
So, no, dude, everyone
no, I'm under that. I'm aware.
Oh, fuck. Crypto West gave me a great fucking tip like 2 months ago. And he was like, dude, buy Bitcoin and Solana. And he was like, right now, he was like, we're about to go on a run. And he knew what the fuck he was talking about. And if you listen, you'd be fucking crushing it. What is Bitcoin at right now? It's like $65,000 right now. Mm-hmm.
Did you sell it?
No, I didn't sell it. I bought.
No, I know. But once it rose. I don't know how this works.
He bought it at $65,000.
He bought it at the absolute peak.
I don't know shit about it, dude. I'm just saying. Like, right, I'm gonna try to get my buddy. Right.
When you want it.
I'm going to try to get Crypto West to do a monthly segment for the boys. Because my fans are morons, too. We all know. We're all morons together.
Yeah.
No, nobody fucking knows anything about this. But let's fucking get.
Perfect market for crypto.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to take $1,000. And I'm going to have Crypto West come in every month and tell us where to place and see where we're going to take that $1,000.
It's a great idea.
See where it goes. We're going to follow Crypto West, and you guys can follow along as well.
I would love nothing more than your fan base to become the new Rockefellers of America. Like, just completely shift positions with the elites. And
through
it's just
crypto?
The cast of swamp people running the country. That's what I want to see.
What the hell is going on here? So I hit my assets, and they're no longer showing me all the stuff that I own.
Yeah, crypto is. I was able to turn about $20,000 into, I don't know, $700.
And you know what you have to do now?
Terrible, dude.
Buy more crypto. That's what they say.
Now's
the time, dude.
Terrible. Now's the time. Yeah, it's over.
I always feel such internal panic when people are talking about crypto because I just have no money to buy it, and I want to get rich.
I have no idea what it is, and I have no idea. I looked up a thing the other day. If you bought Bitcoin when it first came out, like when it first popped off, and people were buying it to like buy drugs in the dark web.
Yeah.
Right? People would just buy
pure
Bitcoin.
Silk Road stuff, right?
Yeah.
You figured that part out.
Yeah. So, but if you bought it was something like, and we do the calculation, but like if you bought $100 worth of crypto, of Bitcoin when it first came out, just $100.
Right.
Because I first said like 10,000. If you bought $100 worth of Bitcoin the day it came out, you're worth like $54 billion.
Right.
It's not even an exaggeration. Like,
look, you can do that with literally anything on the stock market.
Yeah. The day
you
it came
know,
out.
If
no,
you
I don't
have
think
just
anything.
Bought $100 worth of Apple, the day it came out. It's like, of course.
What, do that calculation. If you bought $100 worth of Apple, there's no way it's that much of a jump.
I bet
Apple is. Yeah. No. Facebook wouldn't be because their like IPO was insane initially.
Apple didn't have that much of a jump from I mean, it was crypto was worth 0.00001 cents. A Bitcoin, and now it's worth $66,000 per Bitcoin. It's, I mean, the jump is, it's mind blowing.
How many stories are there that are actually authentic and real of those people that have like the lock chain or whatever and the hard drive of all the original crypto in it, and they can't get to it?
Yeah, it's.
There's so many of those.
There is. I guarantee you, there's like a hard drive just right, and it drives me crazy sometimes when I lose like my keys or I lose something. I'm going like, it's just sitting somewhere, and I'll drive myself nuts visualizing it just sitting like on something. Mm-hmm. I lost one of my keys to my car, you know, 2 or 3 years ago, and it's just in my home somewhere still, and it's just collecting dust. I'm envisioning it right now. They're like behind something, dust collecting, and it drives me out of my mind. I just read a story about a guy who in his house, they bought a house, and in the basement there was like a bunch of shit, like just like old shit, and they found a box. It was in Canada. A box of, or maybe it was a storage locker or whatever, but it was a box of hockey cards. Which, first of all, if I found an old box of hockey cards, I would literally fucking shoot them into the garbage like a basketball, because I don't give a shit. But apparently, like, the whole box went to auction, and it's like $40 million or
holy
something.
Shit.
Something wild, because it had like 30 Wayne Gretzky rookie cards in it. It was just like something crazy. But think about how often that's happening. Right now, there are storage lockers all over this country that are, that's like the whole premise of that show, Storage Wars, right?
Yeah, I know, but those ones are, have you seen that show?
Here and there.
It's frustrating.
It's frustrating because once you've worked on reality, we were talking about reality TV in the lobby, like every person just buys one locker, and every locker has one thing in it they need to get checked out.
Well, you know, so... The problem with that is also, like, they did, like, 50 lockers where there's nothing in it. You know, because a lot of people's valuables are sentimental. You know, it's like, oh, grandma's plates. They're not worth anything. But then this guy goes, I spent all this money. Look at these dumb plates. and then, like, that poor bastard just didn't make his storage unit payment. Yeah. He's at home watching it going, Graham's plates.
It's literally the worst case scenario because that person, they couldn't afford the $29. Like, think about how dark and the place that they're in to begin with.
And they probably don't have. But no, the worst case scenario is that story we did 2 weeks ago where the guy didn't pay his storage locker and they found his dead son.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
In the locker?
In a suitcase.
Oh,
that would have been a great episode. That would have been a record-breaking
episode. Amazing
episode.
But they're like, you can tell when they started producing it. You know, it went from just dog shit. And then one episode, they're like, Abraham Lincoln's skull's in here. Like, that's or like one of them was like a painting that had like money just taped to the back of it.
Yeah.
Cash just taped to the back of like a Monet. You're like,
but
I don't
if you
think
buy
that'd
a storage locker,
unit.
So when you... So the way it works is, and this I'm assuming actually still exists, right? So they auction the locker, but you can't touch anything. They open it and you get to look.
Yeah.
And then you say, I'm going to bid on it like that.
Just from eye.
Vultures
from sight.
Come and bid on it and then rifle through all your shit.
They do that with like sneaker culture now too, where they'll go through a vintage store or a discount bin and then pull out like the Back to the Future shoes in perfect condition, and you're like, "Those were not in there.
Right.
That was not in there."
So much,
yeah.
I like the Canadian Storage Wars, Northern Treasures, and the expert that they went to was Kenny from Kenny and Spenny. Did you see this one?
No.
And they had some type of horse shit they found in the locker. This white trash couple, and he's the expert, and he literally just goes on eBay.
Ed
types in the thing and turns his computer around. He's like, why did you come here?
Yeah, just look in line. Yeah.
I Googled it.
I love that.
He was so mean to them.
Well, that's the nature of the shows are pretty mean, too, because they'll just be like I think it's called American Pickers or whatever, where it's these two guys, the love of history, they go into like, and like, you know, my grandpa's got a whole barn full of shit. So then they go in and the guys are like, how much for this sign, this Castrol sign? And he's like, I don't know, I ain't looking to get rid of it.
I'll take $7.
No, he doesn't want anything. He just wants to keep it.
Yeah,
he's going, I don't want to part with it, you know? And they're like, come on, man, how about, you know, $40? He's like, I don't know, but he's got the cameras on him. There's all this pressure. His granddaughter's going, come on, grandpa. So then he fucking, you know, he goes, all right, you know, parts with this fucking sign he didn't want to get rid of. And then at the end of the episode, they're like, we sold it for $7,000. You guys are assholes.
Well, it's all predetermined. Like, it's all pre-done. Like, Pawn Stars.
Yeah.
They bought or sold thing already. Those are all recreations
of
the negotiations.
It's not fun to watch.
By the way, imagine, that would be the worst store ever. Every time you go in, he's like, let me call a guy.
Yeah.
You stand here for 3 hours.
Well, you're going to wait for an expert to come in. Like, dude, I need to buy my junk.
Yeah. I got a baseball card guy that's going to drive over here.
Yeah, dude, I'm trying to get high right now. Please give me the fucking money. Okay, let's take a moment and thank Yo Kratom for supporting today's show. Yo Kratom is a longtime sponsor for all things here at Gas Digital and the marquee sponsors for Skankfest. Support Yo Kratom, guys. If you're in the market for Kratom, if you're over 21 years old, you got to get it from Yo Kratom. These guys support comedy in the fucking biggest way possible. Without Yo Kratom, we genuinely wouldn't be able to do all of the cool, unique things that we do here at Gas Digital and at Skankfest. So please support Yo Kratom because they're the fucking best.
Yeah, stop going to smoke shops, gas stations, and bodegas, getting a little bit of Kratom at a time, because you can get a whole kilo delivered right to your door for just $60. It's the best deal in the world of Kratom. YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. There's no promo code needed, because it's already the best deal going.
Okay, where were we?
One of the experts has such a... I can't remember what he's an expert in, but in between seasons, he just blows his septum out.
What do you mean?
He has a nose in one season, and then he's full Artie Lang,
damn
flat
right.
flat. He blew his septum out doing blow in between the seasons.
Nice.
And he just shows up and just keeps going. And yeah. goes, this guy. And he's got like the long coke nail. He's hilarious.
Yeah, I love that. What is he? You don't know he's an expert in besides drugs?
It might be one of the signature guys.
Okay.
We all wanted to at one point, every one of us, every person, we all either worked a job or conceptualized the reality show around like our own lives. We're all, like, everyone's like so self-important. You'll talk to hairdressers and be like, this should be a reality show.
Of course.
Yeah. Like, you are the dumbest bitches I've ever met in my entire life.
I think it's the worst part of modern times.
Right.
Not
well, reality set us off to, but it sort of was the precursor to this, was reality television, was a precursor to everybody being like, I'm important. Everybody needs to see me.
I think that's the worst part.
And there are people, you'll see people that do like 10 reality shows. They're all like Survivor.
Yeah,
and
but
then
at
they're
least
on,
they're getting paid. People are doing Instagram Live unpaid.
Yeah, but I think they're trying to get paid, and you start off getting unpaid. The richest person on Instagram, their first video that they did, they did it for nothing. They did it for the love of the game, baby boy. We just romanticize the horse shit that we do because we're fucking comics, and we think that we do fucking some sort of like high thing. But we're the same fucking idiot as that bitch on TikTok.
No, we're different.
The first open mic we went to, we had dreams of stardom, and we fucking, but because we had to go through that path, it wasn't simply pressing a button on a phone. We romanticize it in a much different way. The physical, this is why a lot less people do things like comedy, or a lot less people picked up an instrument and learned how to play and started a band and went and performed. And everybody has social media and everybody's trying to monetize their timelines. But
comedy's different because you have to do something also in addition to the cataloging.
Right.
So you're filming yourself, of course, and that's the draw for most of these people. And then all of their appearances are public
appearances. I don't expect anyone to care about my relationships, but they should care about the art that I do.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, but I think like my sister, when we were young, one of my sisters was like, I'm going to be famous. And I was like, for what? And she's like, I'm just going to be famous. I was like, that's not how the world works, Nikki. You can't just be famous.
It's Nikki Glaser. She's really famous.
No, but my sister was right. Unfortunately, like now you can just be famous.
Is she famous at all? What does
she do? No, she sucks. no, I love her to death. But she's definitely not famous. But what I was going to say is that is my least favorite thing about modern times. Yeah. You can't just be like a cupcake guy.
Yeah.
I know a guy who makes the best cupcakes. Now he has to be, does he have a show?
But even those guys show.
How do you
but that's the thing,
be the best cupcake guy without TikTok and social media?
That's exactly right.
You have a business and you run it. And
but everybody also thinks they work with the biggest kooks in America.
Yeah.
And that it should be a show. The amount of times my Uncle Dan has pitched a reality show to me about working at the gas company.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, you got to see these guys. They do crazy stuff. Like what? I don't know, just crazy stuff. Call it gas holes? Split everything down the middle.
At least
I sent
got
an email to Kevin Smith, but he didn't get back to me.
He's got a title. Gas
but to get
holes
back to what,
good.
What you were
it's
saying.
It's not a bad name.
It's not a bad
some
name.
Some people don't want to do that. Like, some people don't want to have the reality show. They don't want to do the Instagram
and I like
or TikTok.
Those people.
But they are forced into it because how are people going to find out about their shit?
Yeah.
It's tough because my wife has a floral design company. They are mostly word of mouth. They have the luxury of being that. But there's still pressure to, like, really pop on social media because
there's
that's
no
how
way
big money
to,
gigs come
a
in.
A business that, like, I want to open a ketogenic, like, lunch spot. It's one of my ideas that I really do. I think I have a great name. It's all keto, so it's like there's no sugar, no carbs. Mm. It's all fucking, you know, for people who are trying to, like, you know, live the, you know, keto lifestyle.
Okay.
It's really hard to find a ketogenic meal unless you have to go to a restaurant and be like, all right, I'll take double broccoli and just some chicken, right?
Yeah.
But some really, like, great fucking meals that are designed, great sides that are designed to be fucking delicious and really good. That's the concept. I think that could be great, right? The reason I won't do it is because in order for something like that to pop off, I think you would need to have social media behind it. That would need to be an entire job in itself. It's not just making good food and having a great location. I think that's a whole other element to it that I have no interest in making that my life.
Yeah.
You know, maybe one day if I'm rich enough to just pay people and invest in it and do that, I'm just not in that place. In order for me to open something like that, though, I would have to literally go in and make it my passion and my thing. And to get a restaurant, to get like literally anything to pop off, I don't think that you're in this day and age without social media, you're going to be able to do it. Unquestionably.
Yeah. Well, I just like think like towns used to have like there was a cupcake guy in that town. Mm. You don't need to be the best cupcake guy. You could be the best.
It was viral for their village.
You had your coffee shop.
Yeah.
You didn't need like. I just think that I know that sounds like I'm an old man, but it just. Seems
I'm
like
having
that's
fun trying to guess what Lewis's perfect name for his keto restaurant is.
Oh yeah, keto.
Is
holes.
It a pun?
Keto
yeah.
Country Kitchen.
Oh.
Keto Country.
KKK.
Yes, with all K's.
Yeah.
With all K's.
Every K comes to a point at the top.
I was thinking Keto the Kingdom.
No. It's Keto Country Kitchen. I already bought the domain name. I was very serious about it. I spent a lot of money on the domain name. I was very serious about this at one point, and then I was like, I'm not going to fucking... There's no way to do it without...
Can't
investing.
You just expand the roles of the people that already work for
There's
you?
There's no roles. It's keto.
Nice.
Nice.
That was good.
We haven't, by the way, we haven't touched a single story on my sheet. That means it's a great podcast. That means we are fucking, we're out here just having a great dynamic. Flowing. Who knows? Is Harrington still there on the phone?
Is Harrington still waiting on the phone?
No, he had to go to the pharmacy and do some stuff, but I told him through the text what the idea was, and he is very down.
What's the idea?
To bankroll him.
Yeah.
Or to bankroll him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
The only problem, so let me get this to you as a potential investor. You have to figure it out, because this is what fucked me up with poker, is that once I had stuff to pay for, it actually ruins your strategy with the game.
What do you mean?
So once money mattered to me, I'm now playing a little bit differently, a little bit more reluctantly. I'm playing less to what I know will win the hand and more just kind of considering conserving money. So Harrington now having a family, all that stuff, you have to let it be known that there's no repercussions. Play free. You know what I mean?
No, there's repercussions.
Okay.
I'll fucking kill him. Lose my money, it's over.
I think this is a terrible investment.
It's probably not a good investment.
Yeah. This is as good of an investment as crypto. You got to just trust Mike Cannon and go, well, here's the thing. Once he's got kids, he's not going to be as good at gambling.
Ooh, maybe we'll combine all the ideas. It's Crypto Country Kitchen, and it's just Harrington playing poker in a kitchen.
There we go.
Crypto. I'm not good at improv.
Why don't Harrington and I play a heads up match in Gas Digital for a real sum of money?
Didn't we do this and we play heads up?
No,
once
we
on
said
the show?
And I beat you in two hands. But we were like,
come on, bro.
For
I'll
Harrington
beat you with
and
my
I,
two hands, bitch, you want to go?
I know you will.
Good shit, dog.
I know
that
you
good
will.
Shit, dude.
Isn't that weird? There's still a part hands. Of me. No matter how much you train, I still think that I might be able to get like one or two clean in.
No, I mean, look, you might be able to get one or two clean.
Just
in.
Just wild swings.
You're not going to put me out with them.
Not even close. Not even close.
You'd have to actually put me down with those shots.
You'd laugh very hard.
Maybe. I don't know. You're a tough guy. You got a thick butt, dude. That's where the power comes from.
A lot of torque from your butt.
Your butt is where a lot of the power comes from.
Like Griffey had a huge ass.
Yeah, dude. Nobody fucking talks about how having a good butt will give you a lot of power.
It's true.
My ass sucks. Really bad. All right.
Kim Kardashian gets all her power.
Hell yeah. Let's go with, let's talk about some of these. You know what, Shannon? Fuck it. Name that slur. New segment. I like this.
Oh,
somebody's had to have done this before. There's no way this is a completely unique idea. Do we have an intro or anything, Shannon?
For the other segment, we have an intro for this. I have the music bed for while we
play. All right, let's see. Let's go. Name that slur, folks. Shannon's going to give us a fun slur that we probably have never heard of.
Oh, cool.
And we have to guess what group of people it is describing.
I like this.
Ready?
I'm ready, Shannon.
Okay. First one, maybe this is, I'm going to start a little easy. First one is teapot.
A teapot. I'm thinking this could be old school, like about American Indians.
Mm-hmm.
Teepees, teapots. It could be Asian.
Can you use it in a sentence? Like, look at this fucking teapot.
This feather in his hat.
God, this teapot just crashed into the
British.
Target.
British, okay.
Ooh, that's what I was going to start with, Brits. But I didn't know if they had slurs.
We would have slurs for the British, like the revolutionary times.
Right when you said Native American, though, it started, or Indian, it made me think of like red face, like you're getting hot, teapot.
Yeah, dude, look at this fucking teapot. It's about to scalp my brother.
Yeah, this goddamn teapot comes in here like he owns the joint.
Look at this teapot crying at me, throwing garbage on the ground.
Look at this teapot poorly processing alcohol.
I think it's American Indian.
Look at this teapot buying a Four Loko at 7 a.m.
Am I allowed to agree with him? I think it's British.
Yeah, you guys.
I don't know the rules of the segment. I think it's also British.
I think it's... I'm sticking with American Indian. What do you say, Zachy? British?
I'm going British, yeah.
What do you
American
say?
Indian.
American Indian.
Yeah.
The answer is... A black person.
A black person.
Oh. It's always the black.
God damn it, Shannon.
They
got the
hog
game.
All the slurs. Also, what do you mean that's easy?
Oh,
I'm going to go with an easy one.
It's because like once I saw where it came from, I was like, maybe everybody knows this and I just don't know it.
Came from your father at lunch?
Just made it up. Dad's Clint Eastwood.
So it comes from...
That they whistle when you put them over fire.
Oh, that is perfect.
Oh. maybe a musical people.
Oh man, tip him over and pour him out.
So,
goddamn joke of the month from Zach Amico. Oh, another one in the pocket.
Great.
Goddamn, if you would have just done Kill Tony years ago, you'd be fucking rich by now, dude. Fuck. I'm sorry, Zach. Whatever. I'm sorry, dude. I should have fucking.
Hey, I gambled. I bet down on the wrong house.
God, I should have fucking a retarded blind guy sitting next to me, and you should be a rich fucking person from Kill Tony. That's what is going on here. This is crazy. Can we just get Zach on Kill Tony and just make him famous?
Yeah.
We can just get him to do it.
Yeah.
Zach, start putting your name in the bucket. Let's move you to Austin.
Yeah, we'll just trick.
It's a better path, dude. Literally, you randomly putting your name in the bucket on Kill Tony. It may be a better path than just sitting here next to me and doing this podcast.
Why don't we just do a New York Kill Tony?
We just take the idea.
I don't feel we'll still call it Kill Tony. Yeah, no, I'm telling you. Just do your own faction of it. Be like, what are you going to sue me? Yeah.
Didn't Bennington do that? Like, he had the Comedy 101 thing for a little while.
It was, but so. You can.
They were around at the same time.
Being original, it's literally one of the most important things. It's a kind of annoying thing, but it's not that like he just people were doing this show. So before Kill Tony, they did this at the Comic Strip Live. I was on one.
Oh yeah, I did
it was
too.
Booked. Patrice O'Neill was one of my judges.
There you go.
Was that the Harrison Greenbaum night?
Maybe.
There is a legendary back and forth between Harrison Greenbaum and Patrice O'Neill.
Probably wasn't. He would regularly do it, and it was on the internet too. It was a web show. Maybe 30 people were watching it from the Comic Strip Live's website.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was the exact same thing. It was different though. It was people auditioning to perform at the club, and they get 3 minutes, and then they'd have three senior comics rip into them. So, but Tony also did it. Not only did he made it like a thing. He made it popular, and he did do it the best. It really is.
Sure.
It's a great show.
But Roast Battle, they weren't the first to do a Roast Battle.
And I hosted a Roast Battle show as well, but it was co-produced by Brian Moses and Jeff Ross.
We're starting to Kill Tony in Los Angeles. Yeah. I'm starting to walk.
I'd say go for it, dude.
Because it's Jeff's Dye's show, we're going to name it Kill Tony. We're staying with Kill Tony.
Kill Tony.
So people know the brand, you know?
It's called Better Kill Tony. Yeah.
No affiliation with that show in Austin.
Just steal the whole format.
No, it's such a brilliant show. It's gotten so fucking big. And I tell my producers every week we have a meeting. We're about to have one right after this. I was like, why aren't you guys thought of anything?
Well,
anything like Kill Tony. Anything like Roast Battle. Anything unique and fucking great. And the second they would do that, they'd stop making minimum wage.
Yeah.
The second they did that, I would give them a $2 per hour raise. Wow.
Roasting Topics didn't take off.
We tried.
I was on Kill Tony last week in Austin, and
too. We were on the same show.
Yeah, yeah. But didn't you notice there's way too many fucking teapots on that show? I was fine with everything else.
Shannon, what's another one? Let's go back to
the origin of that, though? So where'd that come from?
No one agreed with me. Huh?
It says it was derived in the 19th century, and it comes from, so originally the saying was, a teapot calling the kettle black.
Oh, that makes sense.
All right.
Okay, next one is...
Let's get that music going. I like that music. It was fun.
Yeah, that makes more sense. I've never understood that saying of pot calling the kettle black.
Because they're both black.
Yeah, I guess. Are they, though? My kettle's silver. Pot?
Well, no, but it's old.
It's old, like, cast
iron. They didn't have Target back then.
Yeah. I guess that still makes sense. All right.
Mine's
lime green.
Yeah, I don't get it.
My teapot's lime green.
I'm taking hard stances on who gives a shit tonight.
My pot is the Rachel Ray collection. It's white, actually.
You mean pots didn't always come in 75 colors?
Okay, this one might also be an easy one. So if everyone already knows it, we could skip it. Banana.
Banana.
No,
I mean, black. Come on.
I don't know.
You are what you eat.
I'm going to go, that's like Ecuadorian or something. Like, or some South American country where they grow
bananas. You can't just have all blacks on this thing. This is actually wrong. Yeah.
Look at this banana.
I'm going to go with Asian.
Yeah, something like yellow on the inside.
And a little slippery.
Yeah.
Kiwis?
Did everyone has their answers in?
The New Zealanders, the Kiwis?
Lewis, you said yours?
I said blacks.
Okay, so it's actually an Asian person.
Wow.
Who is, quote, mainly living in the Western part here, like living in America. So they're yellow on the outside, white on the
inside. It's the Oreo for Asians.
Yeah. Or Twinkie, yellow on the outside, white on the inside.
Oh, people call them Twinkies.
Yeah.
Like that's cuter, isn't it?
That is cute.
Twinkie.
Yeah.
Wait, is that a more modern? Describe, when did this racial slur come around?
It's really an struggled. Older one. I don't have the year for that one.
I just crushed Mike Cannon with another joke.
You fucking annihilated
I just fucking,
me.
Dude. Hold on. Damn, dude. No one's safe. No. Watch your ass die.
I'm ready.
Let's get another one. Let's go.
Abby.
Oh, that's Aboriginals in Australia.
Abbo. It's black people from Australia, right? Or is it just like, they're like the natives. Abby? But that's Abbo. You're not allowed to say Abbo. That's like the N-word.
Yeah, Abbo's a tough. They get real touchy about Abbo.
Yeah.
Who does?
Australians.
They're very, Abbos. Yeah, they're very, that's like actually as bad as the N-word.
Mm-hmm. It's like when these teapots get mad about the N-word.
Yeah.
Now, do the black people get upset or the white Australians get upset?
I think both.
Both. Okay. I think it's pretty offensive.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that's what I think. Abby, is that a female Abbo? So like the female version.
But
of
have
it?
They taken the word back, similar to America?
Probably. I would think so.
Abbo, please.
Yeah.
What do we got, Shannon?
So the answer is, it is the name for a Jewish man.
God damn it.
Coming from the name Abraham.
That's Abby. Not offensive at all.
No. Yeah. That's actually respectful.
Yeah, it comes from the name Abraham.
Okay, here's another one. Jews of the Caribbean.
Jews of the Caribbean.
Dolphins? Is it dolphins?
Jews? With their long noses. With their long noses and affinity
for
bacon.
Every time you try to sell them something, they're like...
Jews of the Caribbean. All right. Well, it narrows it down. At least we know it's who are the cheap
Haitians.
I'm gonna say Jamaicans because I think Shannon knows I'm going to Jamaicans. She's trying to fucking get in my head right now. We're gonna say Jamaicans are they particularly cheap? The Jamaicans.
I'm not gonna answer that.
Can they?
Like from a moral standpoint, or just not until we get to that point of the game?
I'm gonna go Haitian.
From a moral stand,
can they dig tunnels in the sand?
Boy, can they.
I say Jamaicans.
Okay, the answer is it's Cubans.
Cubans.
It said that particularly Cubans living in Puerto Rico, Puerto Ricans were mad about their economic success. Call them Jews.
Were you up all night looking up racial slurs?
Yeah.
Or not all night, but like what? Like what did you?
I was trying to find ones that weren't obvious. So
I know you're doing great, but I'm just like I was wondering about your life.
Yeah, my life.
Like this morning, you were like, "Oh God, I got to look up those racial slurs."
It's a fun job.
My text about shows and my search history is a nightmare.
Yeah.
Shannon, is it not a more fun job than shaking your tits at a bar or whatever you were doing before this?
I have not done that before. I worked in an office, but that was soul sucking.
But you know what he meant, like shaking your tits in an office.
She used to have to...
Dude, I love, shaking your tits in a bar, whatever you did before this. She's like, I had a whole career.
She's like, I was a medical assistant.
Yeah,
I was a lawyer in my previous life.
I used to do lab research for a neuroscientist. Yeah, shaking your tits, you get it. What's the next slur, baby?
You get the show so well, dude. That's you. You figured it out. By the way, dude, the fucking show you did in Texas, and I love Rebecca, and I love the Creaking Cave, but we were having so many tech issues, and the audio ended up being terrible, dude. And then I was like, "Holy shit, dude!" I was like, "The audio is so fucking bad." And then I didn't want to make them feel bad, so I never said anything. Then I listened to another podcast that filmed there, and the audio was perfect.
Oh really?
Oh, it made me sad.
Yeah, we kept going to this guy, like, bring up this one video, and the guy's just he looked like an orphan. We like brought an orphan, and he's like panicking. Wi-Fi didn't work. Couldn't. We had no contact.
I mean,
it's good to see the tradition has carried to Texas.
I appreciate Shannon so much and Natalie so much compared to what we were dealing with there, because at least these gals will fucking bring something up.
Yeah.
Not you, Jorge. Sit down, Jorge. I don't appreciate you at all, you little fucking bitch. Jorge, are you skiing? We're going on a Gas Digital ski trip tomorrow through Friday. I'm very, very excited. The annual company trip. The past 2 years, we flew everybody. Well, they flew themselves out. We paid for everything else, though. We took them to Jamaica, where we had a villa, and we went on excursions, and fucking just a chef in the house, and fucking just food, just alcohol, weed for days. Just like an amazing trip. Amazing. The villa's incredible. Two pools. Like, everyone's just private beach. Everyone's having the best time. Now, this year, we decided we're going to the Poconos.
Oh.
Poconos.
The Poconos, guys. We're driving an hour and a half
away. Are you staying at one of those, like, Poconos Palace?
No,
the heart-shaped tub?
We rented...
They just sold one of those.
Damn.
We rented a, like, a big, like, cabin-style mansion type thing.
Oh, cool.
Indoor pool. It's going to be sick. I'm fucking around. Like, I know Jamaica's... incredible, but I think this one, the staff is not happy. Not, these are the least appreciative people that I've ever fucking dealt with in my entire life. This is probably going to cost us more money.
How's the turnout? Is it less than Jamaica?
It's about the same.
It's more. Yeah, and more people have come around the past week or so.
How many people are coming now?
I think 15 or 16.
15 or 16 yeah. people. It's going to be, all it's going to be is three nights of everyone doing drugs. And
I've never heard of a paid work trip.
See? Yeah.
paid work trip.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys are all fucking being paid still.
Yeah, I'm excited. The house, I'm excited to see the house. The house is amazing.
The house is fucking incredible.
I picked it out.
We're gonna do, what'd you say? Because you picked it out? Yeah, the house is really fucking like sick. We're going to have a great time. Shannon, you're not skiing, you decided?
I don't think so. I feel like I'm just going to get hurt.
Natalie, are you skiing?
Yeah.
I mean, is it just going to be me and Natalie on a fucking mountainside?
Like, hey. Shannon made a little... group chat, seven. Yeah, there's seven of us going.
Who's skiing? And who's... I mean, Alex
Harrington,
for sure.
Blind Mike.
Blind Mike.
He's going to crash into a tree, probably.
It's actually dangerous. Tom. Blind Mike. His name is Blind Mike. Just like Aruba Ray, he's got a specialty. And he's blind.
He's got a Sonny Bono ski, directly into a tree. That's going to be awesome.
My sister's husband's a blind guy, and he skis.
Yeah.
Seriously,
well, does he have a little, like, do they actually have a stick?
I don't know how it works. He goes around with a guy. I'll show you.
Or just a mush dog in front of him.
This is him.
Yeah, he's got a seeing eye wolf.
Look, he has like a guy with him and they ski.
Whoa.
Oh, it says blind skier.
Yeah, they put it right on there. He doesn't even know he's wearing it.
He's like, dude, this says cool guy. This says I have a big dick.
Hey, what is this thing? Don't worry about it. It just keeps people away from me, you fucking psycho. Weird, right?
That's blind fucking guys wild. Can ski. But yeah, I guess, yeah, if you're with an instructor that specializes in...
I assume you guys will pay for that as a company.
And we're not paying for his blind seeing instructor. This is psychotic. That's fucking crazy. We shouldn't let him edit things. He can't see.
Yeah, I don't even know how he's a job.
It's fucking... Dude, when he literally...
What does he do?
He smashes his face into the screen because he's like very, very, very nearsighted.
Yeah.
And
the first month he worked here, I thought he was doing coke off his iPad every time I saw him because he just would have his nose touching it. And then I realized all the videos were sideways for a month.
Obsessed with coke.
Slayer. Openly doing
it. This dude's doing coke like 10 to 11 hours a day.
Slayer in the Racist live chat says, Snowblind Mike. Love it, dude.
Nice.
Fucking love it. Solid joke. Who else?
Tom's going.
Of course, Tom.
I'm going. Hold on. Let me see. There's the group chat. I'll pull.
Are we
going
to snowboard one day and ski the other day?
I don't snowboard. I'm just going to ski.
Well, I don't snowboard either. I snowboarded one time.
Snowboarding's way better.
I hate all of
it. I like having my legs facing forward and separate.
I bet you do. You fucking hope. Yeah.
That's funny. I would like peg you as a skier.
No, I don't do any of it.
None of it.
Of course, you peg him. Fucking
damn right. I would queer as no, I wouldn't even peg him. I'd want to feel it for real.
Yeah, hey, what a good guy.
Oh yeah.
That was beautiful. Romantic.
Yeah, it's Alex and Harrington, Blind Mike, Paco, Shannon, or me and Tom.
Paco, yeah, Paco and will you. Be fun. Yeah, we'll have some fun, dude. We should do snowboarding one day, skiing the other day, so we could all stay together. I'm down. Well, thank you. That was the fun
Lewis
alarm.
Lewis's gay alarm.
That was the fun alarm that went off. Wow, Lewis had a fun idea. Yay. I'm very excited about the trip.
About this fucking trip.
Dude, whatever, dude. We're going to have a good time. We're going to fucking cater every night. It's going to be sick. I'm excited. Are you guys excited? They're not excited. I want them to be more excited.
I am excited.
Usually when we're about to go to Jamaica, everyone's jumping up and down. They're fucking putting, they already got their bags packed. Right now, everyone's acting like they're going to a goddamn funeral.
I'm psyched to not be in the Jamaican airport with you guys going through customs.
Me?
I make it easier.
Traveling with me to Jamaica is a fucking dream.
That's true, but remember waiting online last year?
Yeah, because I was like, hey, Lewis.
Doggy, I am fucking great. I'm a great travel partner.
You were the only thing that made dealing with the airport like kind of fun.
See?
It was a nightmare other than that.
Thank you. What did I do? Hold on. I don't remember.
You were just we're good vibe. You kept it together. You kept us all on track. And
yeah, because I knew where we were going, what we were doing. Let's go. I had to bring my old fucking aunt, and I'm going back to Jamaica with my old aunt and my fucking niece and my fucking sister. And I was going to call her my fat sister. I got to stop being mean to her. I love you, Jenny. You're not fat. She pisses me off, though. She looks better. She's lost a lot of weight.
She definitely did. Yeah.
She lost a ton of weight. She's doing jiu-jitsu, yoga.
Oh, nice. Her. Keto?
She'll always be fat to me.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
That's cool.
All right. We got one more segment. We want to try the other segment. They made segments this week. I was like, we need some new segments, guys. Let's do it. So what's the other segment, Shannon?
It's Impress or Depress.
Everyone knows Hulk Hogan never really liked the
black. I like the intro.
He had the black smoking hookah.
Oh, you guys want to suck his dick because he's famous?
Whoa, who are those people?
I don't know.
Who are the people that lit themselves on fire?
Protesting Gaza?
Is that what that was?
No, I don't know.
That one guy who lit himself on fire was
horrifying.
Bonkers.
Yeah.
That guy was the most hardcore dude in the world.
Well, the way he just like continued to stand.
Yeah.
It's like so jarring.
Dude, I
didn't see it.
Dude, one time in Jamaica, Tom spilled hot dab oil. He was taking a dab off one of those things with the straw and it hit my hand. And I mean, it changed me for life. Like, I'll never forget the pain that I felt in that moment. So I kind of understand what that guy went through.
Yeah, you know exactly what
I'm kind of getting it. You know,
didn't you guys also like severely burn Jimmy Martinez on Legion of Skanks?
Oh yeah, dude, that was crazy,
terrifying,
dude. Jimmy, I love Jimmy, I really do, but I will say this was one of the fucking craziest / funniest things that had ever happened. Do you know what a dab is, Jeff?
Yeah.
We were taking dabs on Legion of Skanks, and we got Jimmy Martinez there, and Jimmy is just a ball of fucking energy. Go watch Jimmy's podcast, Fire in the Hole. Yeah, Fire in the Hole. And Jimmy, I texted Jimmy recently. I think he's mad at me because he hasn't gotten back to me. And when Jimmy's mad at you, you're like, God damn it, he might actually beat you up. Fuck. So I'm promoting his podcast now. I'm like, guys, go check out the Fire in the Hole. Great comedian, great guy, great dad.
Sorry for burning him.
No, but I've known Jimmy literally since I started, like almost day one starting in comedy. And he's fucking great. And he's, you know, super polarizing. So people either love or hate Jimmy on the Legion of Skanks.
And he's been in comedy forever.
He's been in comedy for years.
Some would call him an antique teapot.
Jimmy was on like old episodes of Tough Crowd. Like Jimmy's straight up. Dude, like,
his stuff on MLC, Kevin Brennan's podcast when they almost fought. It's some of the best radio ever.
Jimmy's a loon, but he's also the sweetest guy in the world. Like if you know him, like I know him, like he'll take a fucking bullet for you. He's that guy. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You want him on your side.
He's funny too.
And he's very funny, but he's super fucking polarizing and he's fucking very loud. He just takes over the show every time. And he was on with Kumia, which is, I love booking like that, where it's making Kumia uncomfortable. Yeah. Jimmy doesn't know who Kumia is, probably. Yeah. But it's like Kumia now has to fucking sit there and fucking not say racist shit. Jimmy is literally every statistic that he talks about on Twitter.
We just showed Anthony a picture of him and said, do you think this guy should be booked?
Just having a good
So fucking, we're smoking dabs on Legion of Skanks, and Jimmy's never taken a dab. He's taking bong hits though, so we're just talking, and nobody's mentioned it to Jimmy. I'm just like, I'm fucking with a torch, making this thing red hot, like red hot, dude. And I hand it to Jimmy, and he goes, and like it's a bong.
Oh no!
Grabs the red hot. He's not paying attention. He's just high already.
takes a second to hurt when it's red hot.
It does. He grabs it, pulls it out.
Oh!
Like it's a bong. Starts to hit it. And goes, oh!
Is there a video of that?
Oh, yeah. Can you find that, Shannon?
God damn.
Can you see if you can find that?
It has some blinding pain.
Dude.
It was fucking
wild.
Did
his skin peel off his hand?
Yes.
For sure.
Yes, dude. And oh my God, dude. Yeah, but and he just like laughed it off because he's fucking, you know, Jimmy fucking
Will
Martinez.
Will not show weakness in front of whites.
No way, dude. But that was a wild classic moment of Legion of Skanks. Oh my fucking God, dude.
Is that part of nothing worse?
Was that part of Impress or Depress?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We never did anything with Impress or Depress. So you're supposed to, in this segment, you're supposed to do an impression. And if your impression is good, you're good. If it's bad, though, we show you something depressing to make you feel bad about what you just did.
God damn it.
Yeah, yeah. So that's it.
I'm terrible at impressions.
Hey, well, this is it. So you better get prepared emotionally.
And here's a baby dying. You're like,
All right. So first up on this new brand new impression, Mike Cannon. You got to do your best impression.
Okay. Wait, do we have an impression that he's supposed to try?
Oh, I have to try one?
Or do we say, oh, that's actually even better? Or would we give them the
kind
best
of a signing is better because.
A signing is better because if you do your best one, yeah. Everyone's probably got an okay one. But I don't have an okay one.
I have Michael Caine, but it's just nothing.
I'm going to let the audience decide.
I know
decide
a guy that
good.
I'm good at doing, but no one else knows.
Just, yeah, I can do my friend.
Yeah, right. My buddy Jeff Zenisek. He's this great comedian.
You're Michael Caine, and nobody cares. The
deal. Okay.
And the bandit was just throwing the jewels away.
Oh, yeah, yours is better.
That's not bad, right?
Who was it?
Okay. Thank you, Lewis. You look livid.
Yours is better. That's what they call the prestige.
That's good.
Yours is better.
From now on, when they do the impression, Shannon, also pull up the picture of the person they're doing.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It'll bring the segment alive. Bring up a picture of Michael Caine.
The jewels were the size of a tangerine.
This just sounds...
Wayne.
Go ahead.
This guy?
Yeah.
Damn it. All right, what's another line from that? Why do we fall, Master Wayne? So we can learn to pick ourselves back up.
How much you popped the P?
Yeah. I kind of did it, right?
It fucking was pretty nice.
Yeah,
it was good, aesthetically... I enjoyed it. What did we think in the... In the chat, in the racist live chat.
I think that was a success.
Thanks.
Let's see. Do you guys like it in the racist live chat? Let's see. Nobody's really saying anything.
It's making me laugh.
You know what? Fuck it. He gets a here save, dude. Great impression. Ladies and gentlemen, there we go.
Good.
Jeff Ty,
yeah, I'm screwed, dude.
Who are you going to attempt, first of all, so they can pull up a picture?
I don't know. I don't have any good impressions.
We can just give you somebody. We can give you an easy one. Do one of the hacky ones. You know what? I got it. Shannon, pull up Arnold Schwarzenegger picture.
Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
All right, ready? Hold on. Ready? Let's get the picture up.
That was fast.
All right. Yeah.
Shannon had that on her phone. That.
Look at that.
All right, here we go. Here's my Arnold. I'm a cop, you idiot.
No, dude. You can
that
do
sounded
it.
Like a Lewis.
Pretty you fucking can
do,
good, huh?
You can do an Arnold. Hey, stop it,
I'm
dude.
A cop, you idiot.
You gotta do that sound.
Get the chopper.
That was better.
That is better. Never done an impression.
It's not a tumor.
I think and we have to show Jeff Dutch.
Now we have to watch a live abortion.
Now we have to watch something depressing. We have to watch something depressing with Jeff Dye.
Right,
thanks, Jeff
Dye,
for making everyone depressed with your shitty impression. What are we watching?
We're going to watch
the guy light himself on fire in its entirety.
No!
Why is he doing this?
Palestine.
Oh, okay. Yeah. At least it was
at least he's only
hurting himself.
It was good marketing for Stanley Cup.
Oh. This guy's... You're kidding me. Oh, my God.
I love how he saw me feel like, oh, it's fucking hot.
Yeah. This is wild.
You guys have no idea how hot this is.
You guys have seen this before?
Yeah, I'm desensitized to it at this point.
I'm not.
Dude, it's so funny, the cops coming in, pointing their guns at him, being like, get on the ground.
Yeah, don't walk
Stop.
Towards us.
Drop, roll.
Unreal.
This'll hurt.
And right there, he's dead.
Dude, I can't believe this.
Right, when is he dead? Yeah,
that's autopilot. Like, he's not alive right there, right?
You don't think so?
No, he's alive. He's talking.
The thing is, like, maybe that cop should have.
Flawless victory.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hold
the board! Hold the board!
Wow.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Man, that sucks.
Striker wins. Scorpion wins. Flawless victory.
I just picked the cop Mortal Kombat guy.
Somebody needs to do an edit where that guy's marching forward and the guy goes, whoop-dee!
Yeah, that is depressing. Thanks, Jeff.
Yeah, well...
All you gotta do is go, I.
That was more entertaining than my Arnold impression.
It's true. It was.
That was
a better Arnold impression than what you did.
I can't believe that guy did that.
The end of Terminator, yes.
You guys were all aware of that video.
Oh, my God, dude.
You guys were all aware
that
of that video?
That guy, unfortunately, will not be back.
You guys have all seen that and everything?
Yeah.
Is it? How old is it?
Pretty
old. A week old. That was your first time seeing that.
I never
so
heard
really,
about it.
So it really depressed you.
Isn't that crazy? Like, that sort of thing used to stop wars, and now we don't even, like, really hear about it. It's just, it's so whatever.
It didn't really do the thing, you know?
I know.
He's doing like in a courtyard in Brooklyn. Like, who cares?
I just feel like in my mind, I'd go, I know this for the same reason I don't vote. It's like, this isn't going to do anything.
It did nothing.
It just seems like a whole waste of everything, dude. Yeah. Also, something like the way the news cycles work, like, that's literally not even news anymore.
I know.
Less than a week has passed, and Sydney Sweeney's tits on SNL completely overshadowed this guy ending his life in the most fucking metal
and
way
they
possible.
Should
way bigger impact.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
You know, like at that point, you go like, there's nothing that can be like. Even like you see people like shooting up schools. You're like, guys, like whatever you think you're gonna like get so out of this at the end of it, like literally 3 days later, another school shooting is overshadowing your school shooting. So like, you know, go make something. There's another. There's like better ways.
I think about it all the time. Like I'll be like. Wait, what do you mean there's still racism? But all my neighbors held up signs on the corner of Riverside Drive.
Yeah.
Can you believe they're still doing it?
Did you see the CDC just said now you can treat COVID like it's
nothing,
the flu?
Like it's everything else.
Well, and I don't care about politics. I don't want to be a conspiracy theorist, but it's so obvious. They're just going like, we're about to go into an election. The current administration wants to go like, we don't want them to use COVID as the fucking ace in the hole.
Yeah.
So CDC say now it's okay. And now they don't have that to be like, oh, we're going to make sure that we have less COVID restrictions. It's just so manipulative and so obvious. When you see it, you go like, oh, it's so obvious. It's right now you guys do it. Fucking crazy. Anyway, whatever. I don't want to get into it. I'm not going to be that guy. We never talk politics on this show. And that's why this is the best podcast you guys listen to. We're going to wrap this one up. Always a blast. Cannon, you're the fucking man. You're the man.
Thanks for having me.
Glad we're hanging out more, dude. You're the fucking man. Are you doing Skankfest this year?
I'd love to.
You're in 100%. If you want to do it, you're in.
Let's do it.
I love it. Kenny, you're doing it. Wait, we're not announcing lineups yet.
Yeah.
But tickets are on sale on April 20th. Tickets are on sale, and I'll tell you right now, you guys are gonna fucking love the lineup. All of the things that we're doing this year, the kickoff party is gonna be bonkers. If you already got the pre-sale tickets,
can I make a final push for my special April 6th in Stamford, Connecticut, New York Comedy Club? I want this universe there. I love the fans from Real Ass Podcast and from Legion of Skanks. You guys have been showing up to the road lately. It's been fucking awesome. Appreciate you. So come out for the taping.
Very fucking cool. Cannon is one of the funniest comics out there and one of the best dudes out there. So if you're in the Connecticut or surrounding areas. What are the dates?
April 6th. It's 30 minutes outside the city, 30 minutes from Rockland County. I did it on purpose, so hopefully everybody will come.
Love it, dude. This is going to be great. Everyone show the fuck up for Cannon. Support him. Show those skank hands. And we will check you guys on Wednesday.
Wednesday
with another great episode of the Real Ass Podcast. Until then, good night.
That's all, folks.